State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie is pushing for a measure to stop treating 16 and 17-year-olds as adults in the state's criminal justice system. More from our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
Hastie says the proposals would take 16 and 17-year-olds out of the adult criminal justice system and treat them as juveniles in family court. Hastie, the first African-American speaker, says this is a personal issue for him.
It's embarrassing that New York State is still one of the two states to do this. And, for me, as a speaker of color, it truly is. It's hurtful to me that, New York and North Carolina are the only ones who still treat 16 and 17-year-olds as adults.
Jim St. Germain, a college graduate and father of young children, says when he was a teenager in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, he made a lot of poor decisions, including selling drugs and having run-ins with the law.
As a young man who's 14 years old, my brain was not fully developed enough to understand, the consequences, the potential consequences of some of the decisions I was making. Fortunately for me, though, I was arrested 4 months before my 16th birthday, and I was charged with 2D felonies, and I was sentenced to the juvenile justice system.
He says that made all the difference. There he met counselors and other social service providers who cared for him and helped him turn his life around. He now works with teens who are incarcerated in the same juvenile detention center where he spent time. But he says he also knows teens who ended up in the adult prison system, and he says their lives have been wasted.
And if we're a country that's not willing to give those who are most vulnerable in our society, poor children who are most vulnerable in our society, who cannot make decisions of their own, right? They can't buy cigarettes, they can't buy alcohol, they can't drive to a certain age. So many things they cannot do. But as soon as they make a mistake, we're willing to charge them as an adult. All of a sudden, they're mature enough to carry these consequences out.
Governor Cuomo tried unsuccessfully last year to get the bills through the state Senate, where Republicans, led by Senator John Flanagan, and breakaway Democrats, led by Senator Jeff Klein, form a ruling coalition. Cuomo issued executive orders instead to partially enact the changes. He separated the 16 and 17-year-olds from adults in state prisons, but he can't, on his own, require that their cases be handled in family court. The governor has once again put the measures in his state budget. Speaker Hastie stopped short, though, of saying that he would hold up the budget due March 31st over the issue.
I don't want to make declarations, but I've expressed to the governor and the senator Klein and Senator Flanagan how important this raise the age and the criminal justice reform stuff is to me. But I haven't made any declarations of no budget, no raise the age. But it's a pretty serious part of the negotiation.
Governor Cuomo has enhanced powers in the budget process to push through policy changes. That's why he often attaches unrelated items to his spending plan. He can use that pressure of the end of the fiscal year deadline to forge agreements. He did that last year with an increase in the state's minimum wage. Speaker Hastie and other supporters say they hope the same thing will happen this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.